All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual who is competing on the February 4th UFC fight night, an intriguing featherweight fight as Do Ho Choi makes his return to the cage and takes on Kyle Nelson. And great heaven, Kyle, on the show to talk a bit about the fight and everything. How's your day going there, man?
It's going great. Mondays are always a tough day for the training camp, but getting closer to the fight and getting in great shape, so yeah, definitely feel good.
Yeah, and I'm kind of wondering how, like, the last one at lightweight was feeling there, because, like, I was seeing some articles leading into it where you were saying, like, you would expect to perform better at lightweight, and even though, like, in the binary of, you know, the win-loss, it didn't necessarily go your way last time out, like, did you feel, I guess, improved in that performance at all? Like, did it align with how you expected it to be at 155?
Yeah, definitely how I felt going into that fight. With the weight cut to 145, I think the only reason it's really been an issue in the past was just with the short notice that I would often get for the fights from the UFC. So that's why I kind of decided to go up to 155. And yeah, I think it worked out well for that last fight as far as cutting weight and being in shape and all that stuff. When I got into the fight, felt great. I felt like I was, doing everything right. But yeah, the decision didn't go my way. So, you know, hindsight being what it is, I would have been a little more aggressive because I definitely had the energy for it. I felt like I was picking him apart on the feet. I was, outworking him on the fence and landing the bigger shots, doing more damage. The only real time I felt like he had anything against me in the fight was in that third round when I went for a takedown and ended up on the bottom. But he just kind of sat on top and held on. He didn't really try to advance position or land any ground and pound, really. So I didn't feel like he really, dominated any aspect of the fight. So I felt like I won the fight. But after the fight, when the judges announced that they had chose him as the winner, I definitely felt like I could have been more aggressive and definitely left it all out there in the octagon.
I mean, at least relative to this fight, though, with Choi, I think a lot of people are talking about him returning from a fairly lengthy hiatus, but I think it's worth noting that in your last fight there that we were just touching on, it was close to 2 years since you had competed, like a 22-month absence around there. So, like, how did it feel just kind of, like, getting back out there and, like, reacclimating yourself to competition? I would think it would be a relief.
Yeah, definitely. I think if that fight had come a little bit sooner, then I would have, maybe not had as much ring rust and maybe would have, went out a little more aggressive and put it a little more on the line had I not been coming off such a long layoff and just kind of getting back into it. But, now that fight was this past summer and that's still fresh in my memory. So this fight, I'm definitely going to go in well prepared, and there definitely won't be any ring rust for me. Now, it's hard to say about Do Ho. He's had a lot of time off since his last fight, and then, he had some time off kind of before that as well. So we'll see where he's at, but he's always a super technical kickboxer, great striking and stuff. So I expect a good fight from him.
So in the context of that, like, ring rust, I mean, obviously, like, different fighters, different bodies, etc. But do you see that as something that might be something he needs to address, at least in the early goings of the fight, like there being some sort of ring rust, or are you not even really thinking about that a meaningful amount?
Yeah, I'm not too concerned with it. I know what it's like, but I know he likes to come out strong in the first round always, so I'm prepared for that, and I'm ready to, meet fire with fire. And I think, it's going to come down to durability. I think he's a great striker. I'm a great striker. I just think, my defense is a little bit better. I'm a little more durable. And that's why we're going to see me knocking him out on the fourth.
I was going to say that's interesting because, he's always been known as, like, a fairly durable kind of guy. So that would be, like, a good feather in your cap. You're thinking, like, getting, like, the knockout victory. That's what you're really mapping out as, like, the ideal outcome for this one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not going to rush it by any means, but I think he's going to, I think he's going to come forward and he's going to kind of run into it. So, I'm just going to be there. I'm going to be ready. I'm not going to try and force anything, but I'm definitely going to be, coming with some power, and I think he's going to run into it.
And just what are your thoughts on, like, some of his previous kind of fights? Like, a bit earlier you were kind of talking about, like, I guess some of his attributes and stuff like that. But, you know, he's faced a lot of, you know, tough competition for sure, and has a very crowd-pleasing kind of style and everything. Like, what are your thoughts on, I guess, his stylistic proclivities and just the resume, etc.?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he had a, you know, a pretty quick rise in the UFC with, like, three, you know, great performances, great finishes. And then going into the Cub Swanson fight, you know, it was, you know, fight of the year. It's in the Hall of Fame. Again, a great back-and-forth fight, but I think maybe that might have taken a little bit out of him. You know, then we saw him, you know, with Jeremy Stephens and Charles Jourdain, and he just didn't seem to be able to take the same kind of damage and punishment as he did before the Cub Swanson fight. But he's still definitely a super technical kickboxer, and I think in the Stevenson fight and the Jourdain fight, he was probably winning the first rounds of those fights and then just ended up getting caught later on. So he still has all that same skill set and ability that he had before. Just his defense, I think, is maybe going to be his big concern.
Yeah, very interesting in a lot of regards. And I'm kind of curious because, like, last time out, like, this is a different kind of thing, obviously, but, like, in your last fight, you're kind of entering that, like, quote-unquote enemy territory, like, you're the away player and everything. Like, this isn't necessarily that, but I feel like Do Ho Choi is one of these kind of, like, beloved almost, like, forum kind of figures almost. Like, there's certain fighters that kind of, like, I guess endear themselves to a certain degree. I mean, like you said, like, a Hall of Fame kind of fight, like, coming from that sort of direction. Like, are you feeling any of that, like, leading into this fight, like, a sense of taking on this, like, endeared MMA kind of character, or are you not even really, like, looking at it through that kind of lens? I would think there'd maybe be a bit of a mental consideration with that might be different than other fights, but perhaps I'm wrong.
I'm just really looking at it like another opponent. You know, he definitely had a lot of support and, you know, a big fan base behind him, you know, a few years ago. I feel like maybe some people have kind of forgotten about him. Some people are excited that he's coming back. But that really doesn't play, you know, a factor in how I prepare for this fight or how I'm going to fight him on the 4th.
Yeah, and one of the last times we were talking was before that Jai Herbert fight that we've touched on a bit, and you were seeing, like, multiple different opportunities for, you know, different bonuses from the fight, and you always bring an exciting style, and we've also been talking about Choi's exciting style that he's shown previously. Like, does this one kind of have, like, fight of the night or some sort of bonus written all over it? Like, are you expecting to be taking in a bit of extra change with this one here? It would seem like it on paper, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. And with, you know, how great this weight cut's gone, I think this is going to, you know, be the best version of me at 145, which means I'll be ready to go for those three rounds, you know, 100 miles an hour. So if Choi can keep up, then yeah, then we're definitely going to be getting fight of the night. If he can't keep up, then it'll probably just be a performance of the night on my part.
And as far as, like, where you're, I guess, honing the skills, like, it seems like, I mean, well, you have your own gym, obviously, but also, like, House of Champions and Stony Creek seems like a place you get and work at. And in terms of, like, I guess, like, sparring partners or even training partners, I was seeing you shouting out a couple guys like Christian Savoy and Shane Campbell and stuff like that. Like, who are you, I guess, mostly working with in this camp? And also, where are you working ahead of this fight?
Yeah, so definitely, you know, my gym, Muskoka Martial Arts, House of Champions, my main gym, and then I go to Niagara Top Team for some sparring too. So yeah, so, you know, I was working a lot with Shane Campbell, Christian Savoy, Mike Malott, over at Niagara Top Team. We got Anthony Romero, you know, Aaron Jeffries, a lot of other kind of, you know, high-level guys, although they're not in the UFC, but, like, Aaron Jeffries in Bellator and Anthony Romero now going into the PFL. So definitely some of the best MMA talent that we have in Canada.
Yeah, I think, like, Niagara Top Team has made such huge leaps in even, like, the last couple years at, like, being maybe even outright, like, the best gym in Canada, but certainly within that upper echelon either way. So I would think that would be an awesome space to work at.
Yeah. And I mean, I've worked with like Chris Prickett, DeMarc Antonio. Like, I've worked with all those guys even before Niagara Top Team was open. You know, we'd meet at like Parabellum or, you know, BTC, or it's kind of, you know, the same. We've all been training together for years and years now. Just yeah, now they've got their own facility and it's a great spot. So yeah, now we meet there for sparring and stuff.
Yeah, it seems like there's such a great, like, cross-training culture, too. Like, you can have, like, Aegis MMA guys coming through, and, like, maybe one day they'll, you know, be at, like, Burlington Training Center, and it just, like, all the gyms we're talking about. So it seems like a great gym culture in Southern Ontario.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, MMA isn't, you know, a huge sport. Obviously, it's not as big here in Canada as it is in the States, at least not population-wise, so... Yeah, I mean, we're traveling and, you know, fighting people outside of Ontario and Canada, so we might as well try and get the best together here to, you know, kind of train together and, you know, get the best of each other and take that out and represent Canada.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. And also something that I like, you seem to, you know, represent the Huntsville community well, and it seems like they kind of welcome you in quite nicely as well. Like, I was seeing, like, a little bit ago, like around the summer, more so, you were like signing autographs and doing pictures at like the Huntsville fairgrounds and stuff like that. Like, how fun is it to get to, you know, do different things like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's great. Anything I can, you know, give back to the community that I came from. They've always been super supportive, and, you know, so I can't thank them enough. So anytime I go out and, you know, shake some hands and, you know, meet some people from the town, or even just, you know, old friends from high school and, you know, sign some autographs for their kids and, you know, make everybody happy. You know, that's, you know, another big reason why I do this sport.
Yeah, and I also have a feeling we're going to see a sizable presence over at Moose Delaney's for this next fight, people checking it out and having some fun.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be packed again, you know, with everyone cheering me on.
Yeah, you always love seeing that. But another event where I imagine a lot of cheers were, like, I was seeing you had a mid-November post there where you were saying you were at the Luke Combs concert and stuff like that. How was that whole experience? I would think that would have been a fun time there. It seemed like Scotiabank Arena was where you were at.
Yeah, I know, that was awesome. That was like my first kind of concert I've ever been to. Yeah, and then my fiance, she's really into country music, and, you know, come from a small town, I really enjoy the country music. So yeah, it was awesome to sneak out on a little date night, even though we were just starting the training camp. Yeah, get out and enjoy a real big, you know, concert like that.
So the first concert, but perhaps not the last, like, you had a good time, like maybe a couple others down the line?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, you know, a lot of guys I'd like to see, like Zach Bryan, you know, a lot of different guys, mainly in the, you know, the country genre that I'd love to see one day.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I feel like I'd be down for like a Sturgill Simpson or even like an Eric Church concert, hopefully when the weather clears up a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's a bit of a ways away. We're still in the cold here a little bit, but always a lot to, you know, be excited for fight-wise and stuff like that. People staying in and checking out this upcoming UFC card and all. But you've been great with your time, Kyle. It's fun getting to talk to you ahead of these different fights, and I appreciate you making the time. But I do want to be mindful of your schedule too, so is there maybe anything you'd like to add as like a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping up here, man?
Like just thanks for you know, giving me the, you know, the spotlight, and thanks to the gyms and Muskoka Martial Arts, House Champions, Niagara Top Team, my fiance Claudia, my coaches, Alin, Adrian, all my training partners and stuff, and then obviously my sponsors, Moose Delaney, Sheath Underwear, the Sport Lab. Yeah, everybody that, you know, has, you know, kind of been along for this journey. I can't wait to make you all proud this February 4th.
Well, it's a very exciting fight on paper, certainly, and one I'm even more excited for after talking to you there, Kyle. So yeah, it's going to be very intriguing to see this Du Ho Choi fight at UFC Fight Night on February 4th. And yeah, it should be an intriguing one for how the featherweight division kind of shapes out going forward throughout the year too. So again, thanks so much for coming on the show, and just, yeah, you have a good rest of your day too, and looking forward to checking out the fight when it goes down.
Yeah, thanks a lot.